I want you to hear from James Comer. He is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. This is cut number one. And James Comer was on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday with some really troubling news that key potential witnesses in the case against the Biden crime family. I mean, there's mounting evidence that millions of dollars changed hands and that the Biden crime family received money. The big question is, were any crimes committed? Was there any tax evasion? There's all kinds of that sort of stuff. But the problem is now they're having problems keeping track of these informants. This was James Comer yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Here it is.
9 of the 10 people that we've identified that have very good knowledge with respect to the Bidens, they're one of three things. Maria, they're either currently in court, they're currently in jail, or they're currently missing. So it's of the utmost importance that the FBI work with us to be able to try to identify what research they've done, what investigations they've done, because we have people that want to come forward. But honestly, Maria, they fear for their lives. Not only are the Biden lawyers and the Biden White House intimidating them, the media is trying to intimidate and discredit them. And I think if you look at the Rasmussen poll, you know, 7 in 10 Americans are very concerned that Joe Biden's involved in a public corruption scheme, and they want to know more information. 7 in 10 Americans strongly support the work that our House Oversight Committee is doing investigating the Biden influence peddling. And we just need to get some cooperation from these different deep state bureaucracies that are standing in our way.
This is absolutely extraordinary, and it is stunning that some people are missing, that you need to prove this. Who in the White House is intimidating these people? Do you know?
I do know. We're saving that for a later time. But I can tell you one thing that a lot of people don't know. When I issue a subpoena to a bank or to an individual, the second I issue that, Jamie Raskins gets that. And when we get information in from the bank or from any individual, they make two copies, one for the majority, which are the Republicans, one for the minority, which are the Democrats. And my biggest problem with the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee is they're acting as a criminal defense attorney for the Biden family. Not only are they not working with us, they're obstructing every step of the way. So the hurdles that our committee is having to overcome with the Democrats on the committee, with the Biden big dollar criminal defense attorneys, with the power of the White House, with the Department of Justice, with the FBI, there are a lot of obstacles. But I think what we produced this week, this 38-page memorandum, was pretty solid evidence that we've been able to accumulate showing that Joe Biden lied when he said his family never took money from China, showing that the media got it wrong when they said none of these payments were ever made while Joe Biden was in office, and then naming 9 Biden family members that received money. None of this was ever known before. So we presented the media with something they weren't used to, especially when Adam Schiff was leading the investigations. We produced evidence.
Yes, we know that. And we are trying to understand who specifically is intimidating these people and why are they missing? What are you going to do at this point? If the FBI says we're not going to give you that document and you actually subpoenaed it, what is your next step? What can you do?
Well, we're going to end up in court. And I think we have a very compelling case in court to be able to win. But that's the strategy from day one with these Biden attorneys. You look at even when the January 6th committee, which, you know, I don't consider a legitimate committee, but they had subpoena power. They subpoenaed a lot of people and it ended up in court. And, you know, you know how slow the wheels of justice turn in America. So we're going to end up in court. It's just very frustrating and very disappointing that we're going to have to spend taxpayer dollars in court to get information that we shouldn't have any trouble in the world getting from our government.
James Comer on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday with some troubling news that some of these informants are going missing. That is never, never a good sign. There's all this information that came out in that 38-page memo. The FBI has yet to fulfill its subpoena. They were subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee, and they have yet to answer that. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. Coming up in the program, I'm so excited. Wayne Allen Root will join us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. He's on from 3 until 6 every afternoon. RootForAmerica.com. And he's got the brand-new book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, What Conservative Companies to Buy From and Invest In. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. I'm also going to see if he'll compare and contrast the merits of Ron DeSantis. DeSantis was in Iowa over the weekend with a pair of speeches and a couple photo ops here and there. Donald Trump was supposed to be there, but he got weathered out by tornadoes. My guess is they will reschedule, maybe for this weekend. Don't know. But that's, you know, we've got two very strong candidates. The latest polling, in case you're wondering, a morning consult poll came in 60% Trump, 19% DeSantis. That's a morning consult poll that is just out over the weekend. Again, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know that I'm very skeptical of polling. It was wrong in 2016. It was wrong in 2022. And my guess is it's probably wrong today. I'm just guessing. Wayne Allen Root's coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 2:30, got a few crashes to look out for right now. Hacienda at Decatur, Charleston at Christie on the east side. Injury incidents, University Center at Sierra Vista, Nellis at Sahara. Watch for backups on Charleston as you exit the 515 freeway both directions. Only one lane is available there on Charleston between Pecos and Lamb. Those delays continue on Interstate 15 through the Resort Corridor right now, part of the Dropicana Construction Zone, southbound at Spring Mountain. You'll tap the brakes there, northbound 15 at Hacienda. And beginning Thursday, May 18th, paving operations begin on Summerlin Parkway at the 95.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Dodgers shut out the Padres 4-0 Sunday. Tony Gonsolin and four relievers combined on a three-hitter. Mookie Betts hit a two-run homer. The Guardians nipped the Angels 4-3. Josh Naylor hit a two-run homer off Carlos Estevez in the eighth. The Golden Knights are headed to the Western Conference Final. They beat Edmonton 5-2 last night to win the series 4-2. Vegas will take on the winner of tonight's Game 7 between Dallas and Seattle. Jonathan Marchessault scored three goals for his second career postseason hat-trick in the win. Riley Smith and William Karlsson also scored for the Golden Knights. Aiden Hill with 39 stops. Ivan Barbashev had two helpers. Vegas will have home ice advantage in the Western Conference Final. Seattle is the top wild card in the West. Dallas the second seed out of the Central Division. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
So, Chuck, there are so many loan companies out there. How do you pick the right one?
That's easy. What we tell everyone to do is call around first, then come to Dollar Loan Center. Try this. Call any short-term or payday lender. Tell them you want to borrow $500 for 1 week and ask them the total amount you will owe after that week. It's a real simple, straightforward question, and then you can do the math from there.
Well, how much does that cost at Dollar Loan Center?
$19.25. Really, less than $20 in interest to borrow $500 for a week. It's only $2.75 a day with no other fees to borrow $500 at the DLC.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Means if you pay off your loan a month or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on monthly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3. On AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I live vicariously through Wayne Allen Root. I have a very mundane life, and I swear I live to be Wayne Allen Root. He's just back from Mar-a-Lago, where he had an amazing speech before, 1,200 people. Amazing. And he joins us now. Wayne, tell me about the speech. Tell me about the trip to Mar-a-Lago. Did you get to see the former president?
Yeah, hey, Kev, I'm here to build the wall. I'm on the show to build the Kevin Wall. I love it. Yeah, of course I saw the president. I went there to give a speech in front of Club 47. I was the speaker for the month of May. And so last Monday I had my speech at it was the Airport Hilton Hotel at the Palm Beach Airport, and 1,200 people attending. And by the way, I will let you know that not only did the organizers tell me the same thing, but hundreds of people, with about 1,200 people watching, and hundreds of people came up to me to say, best speech we've ever had in the history of this club, other than Donald J. Trump himself. And so, you know, tied for number one with Trump. Some people said better. I'll say tied. I'll say I can't beat Trump. I'll say we're even. But even the organizer of the event said, best speaker we've ever had in the history of the club, best speech ever, best presentation ever. So really cool. And then I landed Saturday night before the Monday speech, and we were going to have dinner at Mar-a-Lago and hopefully see the president. And we figured we'd land at 5 and get our bags by 6 and get to the hotel by 7 and have dinner by 8. Well, the plane was 4 hours delayed with engine trouble. We got in at 8 and got to Mar-a-Lago at 9:30. And the president was just still there. He's sitting down having dinner with Mike Tyson and the usual star-studded crowd around him. And, you know, here's the guy that has the whole weight of the world on his shoulders and so many things to think about. He's running for president. He had a... you know, a town hall with CNN in a matter of 48 hours. When I saw him, he had so many things going on. It's really scary. The event in Iowa that wound up getting canceled, but that was upcoming. And then, of course, he's got all the indictments and the gal who charged rape. I mean, it never ends what's on his plate. And he had all these people surrounding him, all reaching out to him, all trying to grab a piece of him, all trying to get his attention. And he looks across the whole room, sees me and Cindy, and says, Wayne, hey, when's your speech for Club 47? How did he know that? How did he remember that? Even if someone told him, how did he remember that? The moment, and he hadn't seen me in a year. It was my honeymoon last March is the last time I saw him at Mar-a-Lago. The minute he sees me right away, Wayne, how are you? How's your speech at Club 47? So he's just an amazing, amazing guy, and I'm about to write a column about it. He looked fantastic. He looked tan and rested and handsome and like he doesn't have the weight of the world on his shoulders, like he has nothing on his shoulders. The guy is superhuman. He's one of the most amazing human beings that's ever lived. He's just fantastic.
Well, by the way,
I just wanted to say one more thing. So yeah. Then the whole crowd is around us, and he's talking to me, and finally grabs me by the arm, and he says to the whole crowd, first he says to Cindy, I love this man. I love this man. I love Wayne Allen Root. And then he says to the crowd, you have to know this man, Wayne Allen Root. He's the most important man in Las Vegas. This is the guy in Las Vegas, and he holds my arm up. I mean, he's a very funny guy. Every time he sees me, I'm his guy in Vegas.
Well, and I'm looking at a picture right now of you and beautiful Cindy and the former president, and you all look tanned, you all look happy, and y'all look like you've been fed, which is pretty cool.
I'm glad I look tanned because I hadn't been out in the sun yet, so I must be getting tanner as I get older. Cindy, on the other hand, she always looks gorgeous. She always looks like a 10. and everybody in the restaurant told her, oh, my God, you got some beautiful wife. Wow. So I'm very proud to have Cindy on my arm at all times. But it was a great visit to Mar-a-Lago and then a great speech at Club 47, the world's biggest Trump fan club, 1,200 people. So very proud. Great weekend. And many more speeches coming up. I'm speaking all over the country.
Wow. Speaking of speeches, Ron DeSantis, who has not announced for anything, spoke in Iowa a couple of times over the weekend. And I guess my question is, as you look at these candidates, one is up. In fact, the Morning Consult poll was 60% Trump, 19% DeSantis. Give me your breakdown of these two candidates and how they compare.
Yeah, and Trump just tweeted out a new poll seconds ago, and it was the let's see which one this is. It's the INITIPP poll. I don't know what INI means, but the TIPP poll and Tip Insights, and Trump is up 55-17. So very similar to, what did you say, 59-19 or whatever?
60 to 19.
Right, so in all these polls, Trump is up by 38 or 40 points. I saw one last week, he was actually up by 51. You know, I think it's such a mistake for DeSantis to be running, and it's even worse mistake for DeSantis to be bad-mouthing Trump. I know everyone's going to say Trump bad-mouthed DeSantis, but, you know, it kind of reminds me of the 2016 debates. Trump bad-mouthed everyone, and it's okay when Trump does it because he's got that way about him. He's like me. He's a New Yorker. He's a wise ass. He makes jokes. He hits people hard. That's the way he is. That's the way I am, too. And you can get away with it when that's you, when it's authentic. But Marco Rubio is a nice guy. When Marco Rubio decided he wanted to hit Trump as hard as Trump hit him, Marco Rubio started talking about the size of Trump's hands. It demeaned Marco Rubio, and that was it. He was never in the race again. He looked like a fool because Marco Rubio is not authentically a New York crack artist. You know, Trump is. I don't mean crack like drugs crack. I mean like you crack on someone's mama. You know, when I was in high school, it was crack fights. You talk about my mama, I talk about your mama. Trump's good at that, I'm good at that. It's not authentic for Ron DeSantis or for Marco Rubio to try and out-crack, insult Donald Trump. When they do it, it makes them look bad. Trump gets away with it, and people like it, and they laugh about it. Or if they don't like it, they still laugh about it. But DeSantis is now falling in that same terrible pattern as Marco Rubio. And I heard him say horrible things about Trump over the weekend. And at one point, oh, I saw his ad yesterday in Las Vegas. He has an ad, DeSantis won't back down for president. And it shows a Trump sticker, and they place the DeSantis bumper sticker over the Trump sticker.
Yeah,
and I just think that's rude. And it's fine when Trump does it. It isn't fine when someone else does it because it's not authentic. It just doesn't make them look good. I think you beat Trump by being, if you think Trump is not classy, then you should beat him by you should be classy. But if you're going to try and out, you know, jump in the dirt with Trump and try and outdo him dirty, you're going to look like a fool every time. And DeSantis said terrible things over the weekend about Trump. And between that and the ad, I think it's very insulting, very demeaning. And remember, Trump is the former president of the United States and the hero of the Republican Party. You're not going to win friends and influence enemies by bad-mouthing Trump inside the GOP. It's a big mistake. So I think DeSantis is killing his career. I think he should stay the greatest governor in America, which he is, and prove for the next 4 years he really is that. And then in 2028, we'll see what happens. But he's dead already. He's dead on arrival. He can't win. He's down by 40 points against Trump. He has no chance. So why would you badmouth the guy who's winning when you have no chance and you're just going to make all his fans hate you? Big, big mistake. I think DeSantis' moment has passed. And his moment in the sun was like November, December, and it's way past now. And he's making a big mistake. He's got no chance of winning. So just either be nice if you're going to run or don't run at all and win over the Trump people. He's making lots of mistakes.
Let me ask you, as far as DeSantis waiting this long, has he waited too long? We're talking about fundraising,
yeah,
setting up organization.
Kevin, it's over before he starts. That's the thing. He was at its height in November, December, and January. And then in February, I think February, remind me if I'm right, I'm pretty sure that's when they first announced that Trump was going to be indicted. And from that point on, and then March, he was indicted. And April, I guess he turned himself in. I can't remember the exact time now, but all of those are close to being the right calendar dates. It was either late March or early April that Trump turned himself in New York. From that point on, he's gone from up 5, up 10, to up 40 and up 50. It's all over. Trump is the nominee. The best thing that ever happened to Trump was the witch hunt and the fact that they're still after him. And the worst thing that ever happened to DeSantis was Trump being indicted, because they've made Trump a martyr. And it's funny, because many times in sports, you know, you have a choice of two teams you could play for the championship, and whoever you root for, you would have been better off with the other team, you know, and the team you rooted for wins, and now you play them and you think, well, they're much weaker, so we did much better, you know, and they wind up upsetting you. And I think, you know, is it true that Democrats want Trump to be the nominee? I don't know if that's true, but some are saying it. I think those are anti-Trump people. I believe Democrats are trying to destroy Trump. They don't want him as the nominee. They're trying to do anything to stop him. But even if you take the tact that they want him to be the nominee, and that's why they're doing everything they're doing, because they purposely want Trump, if that's the case, they're going to be very sorry, because they've created a runaway train. He will not be stopped. Biden is hated at this point. The open border is finished Biden. He's done. Nobody in the middle class or the silent majority will ever even think of voting for Biden. Trump's up by 7 in all the recent polls, and that's only because he always polls badly. You know, that means in the real world, he's probably up by 10 or 15. So Biden is done. Trump will win in 2024. They picked the wrong guy to prop up because they thought he was so easy to beat and he's so unpopular. He's the opposite. You just made him into a martyr.
Wow. I got to ask you, I keep hearing about the Great Patriot Boycott book. How's it doing, and how can people pick up on it? What is it?
Well, you know, it's my latest book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book. It's the list of the 123 best companies in America that are conservative, patriotic, or Christian, or all three. And, you know, they're with us. They're on our side. And those are the people you got to spend the money with. From now on, we got to boycott the left and starve them and take away their money and bring them to their knees and put them out of business, like we're doing with Disney, like we're doing with Target, like we're doing with Bed Bath & Beyond, which is bankrupt, Victoria's Secret, which is almost bankrupt. We've really hurt these people badly when they act too woke. And, of course, Budweiser is the latest example. You know, Bud Beer, which is owned by Anheuser-Busch, is dying. And don't forget woke Fox News Network, which is the real latest one that we're putting out of business. They went from 3-4 million at 8 o'clock at night to 1 million. I mean, it's just devastating what's happened to them. We've destroyed Fox News. They're finished. So we can do that. So instead of, you know, not buying from somebody, boycotting, I say, let's figure out where to spend our money and let's boycott instead of boycott. Let's spend our money with these 123 great companies. And who endorsed my book Sunday morning? Donald J. Trump. I didn't ask him. I never said a word to him when I saw him. I don't like asking for things from Trump. I really don't. I think he always assumes everybody wants something from him. So I've never asked him for anything in my life. So I asked him for nothing. Well, the next thing I wake up on Sunday morning and he's endorsed my book and said on Truth Social, you know, it's time to defeat the woke companies like Anheuser-Busch. We've made our voice heard and it's working. And Wayne Allyn's book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, is the perfect book to buy to defeat the woke left. I endorse it. So it was a great endorsement by President Trump. So
where can we find the book? Where can we find the book?
Anywhere. Amazon, anywhere that sells books, Amazon or eBay or Barnes & Noble or anywhere that sells books has The Great Patriot Boycott Book by Wayne Allyn Root. Go to my website, rootforamerica.com.
Wayne, always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend, for joining us. And we'll talk to you again next week.
And my show's coming up right now here on AM 670.
Coming up in just in minutes.
Yeah, 3:05. Tune in. Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne Allyn Root joining us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. You'll hear it right here from 3 until 6 coming up in just about 13 minutes from now. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Did you know that you could score free products and exclusive offers every Tuesday at Terrible's? That's because I haven't told you yet. Whether you're on the go or sitting at home, it's easy. Just download the Terrible Social House app, get notified every Tuesday, and redeem that week's awesome deal in-store. On Tuesdays, think Terrible's. It's Terrible Tuesday! Yeah! It's Terrible Tuesday! Download the Terrible Social House app or visit Terribles.com for details.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Trading Made Easy is an automated day trading software that provides you with the tools and the data you need to succeed as a day trader. Whether the market goes up or down, tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn more tips and tricks. Call 1-800-971-4160 today to schedule your free live trading session. That's 1-800-971-4160. Tune in each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn how to succeed as a day trader. Call 1-800-971-6160 to learn more.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Union proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues.